Case number 10,648, Joseph Whedon, south of Road 277, west of Hollyway West, being lot 28, block O, section 2 within Angola by the Bay development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Joseph Whedon, 22687 Hollyway West.
Lewis?
Lewis, yeah.
Right. You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Erica Schrader from the Lawson Firm in Rehoboth on behalf of the Whedons, who are the owners of 22687 Hollyway West in Angola by the Bay.
Okay.
Before you tonight is a petition for a 16-foot variance from a rear yard setback. The backstory here is that the Whedons purchased this home as a vacation property, and as part of their enjoyment of the property, they desired to construct a screen porch on the rear of the property. The reason for choosing the rear of the building is that the lots in Angola by the Bay are narrow, which prevents construction on the sides of the existing structure. The Whedons hired a Delaware contractor, despite the fact that Mr. Whedon is a contractor in the state of Maryland, to have someone who is familiar with local custom and practice put this project together for them. Unfortunately, during the process, the contractor abandoned the project, and Mr. Whedon picked up and completed the construction, presuming based on his own practices as a contractor that permits had been obtained and any variances that had been necessary had been obtained as well. To that end, we are here before you with the structure already in place. However, we are aware that the board's decision will affect whether or not the structure can remain standing. The size of the project was chosen based on what seems to be a reasonable space for a screen porch for the reasonable enjoyment of a family who's entertaining guests and relatives for dining and resting and relaxing, especially in the evening when there are mosquitoes out and nobody wants to be slapping at themselves all evening. The size of the project was also designed based on a visual examination of the neighboring properties and where accessory buildings and additions extend to off the rear building, the rear of the structures of the neighboring properties. Some of the photos that I've circulated show the view from the rear of the screen porch that's been built of how the rear property lines, the structures and accessory buildings do line up with the porch that's been built, which means that this project does not impair the character of the neighborhood. Further, the property that is adjacent to the Whedons in the rear is open space, so there's no neighbor directly behind them. Also included in the packet that I've circulated is a petition that's been signed by four neighbors, which expresses that they have no objection to the project, and two letters that were written by individuals expressing that they do not object to the project. And to that end, the Whedons are requesting that the board grant their variance request for 16 feet variance.
Who was the contractor that he
original contractor?
Paul Picard and Sons.
Paul Picard.
Picard.
How do you spell that?
I believe it's P-I-C-C-A-R-D.
And he's a licensed contractor in Delaware?
That was the belief that my client was under when he was
signed. Do you have an address for Paul Picard?
I do not.
Can the applicant provide one to the office in the morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How does this request apply to the standard of uniqueness?
Well, the narrowness of the lot prevents the expansion of the structure in any other direction than to the rear.
Okay. I believe you mentioned mosquitoes. Are you suggesting that that would make it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yes, sir.
In regards to the standard, cannot have been created by the applicant, suggesting because he did hire someone to do this and that person...
Yes, they reasonably relied on the contractor.
That it's a minimum to afford relief?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The minimum variance requirement.
As I stated, the size was chosen based on the minimum area that would be required to reasonably entertain and utilize the addition for the reason that they intended to use it when they built it.
Thank you.
What was the extent of construction when Picard took off?
My understanding is that he had begun to dig holes for the posts for the deck.
There was not even a foundation in at the time he left?
That's my understanding, yes.
And with that, why did the property owner not inquire as to what the setbacks were and whether or not building permits had been issued before he took over?
It was my understanding that based on his experience as a contractor, to have gotten to that point, he believed that things would have been in place and approved.
Did Mr. Picard apply for the permit?
No.
Who applied for the permit?
Mr. Whedon applied for the permit after he...
Can meet Mr. Whedon speak?
This is Mr. Whedon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Whedon, you applied for the permit, is that correct?
Yes.
And did you note the setback requirements on the permit?
Tell you the truth, sir, it's the first time I've even heard about variance.
Okay.
Never.
Well, when you build in Maryland, do you have to obtain a permit, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And does it have the setback requirements on that permit?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not real familiar with it. We go in, mostly we're allowed to go in on Thursdays and draw a simple picture of a deck, an addition. I'm not real familiar with HOAs and all that either. I had no clue that when I bought the house that I wasn't allowed to, you know, improve it or anything unless I asked, in my case, some guy named Mark. I don't know nothing about it. I'm not, you know, I didn't see Mark on my deed or when I was paying my mortgage, so I really don't, you know, there's no excuse for not having a permit through the county, but I had no idea I had to ask, you know, for HOA.
We're not here about an HOA. This is for the county permit.
I understand.
The question was, as a contractor, you didn't look at the building permit to see what the setbacks were when you started building?
No, I didn't. As far as I will say this, I thought that another 50 feet was part of my lot too. That we're just kind of new to the area. We've been there 2 years. Two summers, and I'm cutting the grass all the way back to 50 or 100 more feet. I didn't know. I thought it was my backyard.
Did you have a survey done on your property when you bought it?
I believe so.
And you didn't look at your survey to see what you did have?
I guess I didn't.
Okay.
I just thought it was my backyard. Now I know it's what they call common area, but...
It's not on a brick foundation, is it? Block foundation? Is it porch on a block foundation or just poles?
Sitting on 6x6s.
6x6s?
Yes, sir.
Would it be much trouble to take that off?
I can do just about anything, but like I said, it kind of be a crime in itself, but you know, you guys are the boss. I know. I didn't know. So, I just assumed the guy at least got a permit. He mostly wound up drinking a bunch of beer, making a mess, and stealing my wife's money. that's about what happened. And I was busy. I came down and I put 2 or 3 days into it and built it for her. And that's where we stand. We're at your mercy.
What is this, the front setback of this property?
30.
Is it 30? So the house was already built out as far as it could be.
Mrs. Isaacs, are there very many variances granted in that?
Ma'am.
Right next to him? With the pictures of the sheds there and everything? Rear yard variances?
If I may
answer that. That at the moment.
If I may.
I'm sorry.
The shed and the photos adjacent were addressed by this board. Case number 10521 on November 16th, 2009. There were applications for side yard setback variances, but none for rear yard setback variances. And the variances for the side yard setbacks were granted. But as you can see from the photos, that shed is in the rear yard setback.
And you're saying that shed does not have a rear yard?
It does not appear to, based on the minutes from the November 16th meeting of this body. There were 3 variances granted.
If it's less than 600 square feet, it's allowed to sit within 5 feet.
Parcel 9 did have a variance for a side yard setback right next door. And parcel 5 also had a side yard setback.
Both had side yards,
mm-hmm.
but not rear.
And the only other variance I was able to find in that area was on lot 21, and that was in June of 2006, and that was also for a side yard setback. But I was unable to discover any rear yard variances, despite the appearance from the photos that I circulated.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
You talk to your neighbors about it?
Yes, sir.
They had no problem with it?
No problem.
Both sides.
Is that
in fact, all, pretty much all around us, except I think somebody objected back in somewhere. Somebody objected.
Is that whose name, who is on the petition, your neighbors?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? We have one. 2, 3, 4. Okay, do we have a spokesman or those that would like to speak in opposition? Please come forward at this time. Again, all those that are in opposition, please come forward at this time to be sworn in.
Mark Wolf.
Wait a minute. Well, excuse me just a moment. Sorry, we have 2 more things coming up.
Okay, names and addresses, please.
Mark Wolf, 6 Swiggets Mill, SWIGGETTS.
Write it down, but that's okay.
Okay. Lincoln, Delaware, sorry.
Okay.
Just stay right here.
Okay.
Michael Dunker, 32765 Bridgeway Drive East, Lewis, Delaware.
Spell your last name.
D-U-N-C-K-E-R.
Okay.
Jack Hoffman, 23291 Oak Dock Drive West, Lewis, Delaware.
Hoffman.
H-O-B-M-A-N.
Okay.
Do you all swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Just one at a time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mark Wolf. I'm the community manager for Angola by the Bay, and the president of the association, Linda Solano, asked me to come today since I've dealt with most of the situation with the weedings. Opposition, the boards unanimously opposed the variance at our last board meeting for a couple reasons. One, it's not consistent with the neighborhood. Two, which is a very big concern, part of it, and I can't say how much, but part of the addition was actually built over the Whedon septic system. It was also built without ABTB building permits and Sussex County permits. And I actually came up to planning and zoning 42110 and met with a Jen, and she looked through all the building permits, and there hadn't been a building permit on that property since 1985. And this was just April 21st of 2010. And then I followed up with Melissa from Planning and Zoning on the 27th, and at that time she indicated to me that she was going to send an inspector out to the property, and I'm not sure if that ever did happen. So I know I received two letters from property owners adjacent to the rear of the Whedons opposing the variance. They said they had sent them to the Board of Adjustment. I don't know if you received those letters. But I have copies of them if you do not. And also the Angola by the Bay Board of Directors sent a letter as well in opposition of the variance. Some of the other oppositions are Mr. Whedon's a licensed contractor in Maryland, and the board feels he should have been well aware of obtaining permits and variances in a situation of this magnitude. The Whedons also signed when they came to Angola by the Bay in November 18th of 2007. We give them a welcome packet, which is all the information of the association. And in that is actually the billing application, both for a new home and for a modification, which the Whedons did sign off as receiving that information. And I had been working with Mr. Whedon since October 12th of 2009. I sent him a letter then. January of 2010, March of 2010, also met with Mr. Whedon on October 18th and on the 27th in person to discuss his situation. And October 27th was the last I heard from Mr. Whedon until I sent him a certified letter in April of 2010. And that's where we're at today. So, okay. Any questions?
Are there any questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to come up next, sir?
My name is Mike Dunker, and I am on the board of directors, Angola by the Bay. And just two, three points that Mark already mentioned. The first point was that Mr. Whedon, being a registered contractor, should have been well aware they needed permits, and setbacks are always an issue. And, of course, he did sign for the welcome package, which outlined all the details. We try to avoid these kind of problems in our community, and that's why we have the package itself. And lastly is that the fact that the variance that he's requesting has, in fact, been created by himself because he did almost the entire construction on his own.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
I have nothing further to add to the remarks of Mr. Dunker and Mr. Wolf.
Already. Thank you. You want to go? I'll give you a moment to.
Pardon?
Did you have anything you wanted to add to that? You had heard?
I'll just remark that the Whedons have since complied with all the regulations that were required by their homeowners association. They have obviously applied for a building permit through the county, and we are here before you today for this variance. So maybe this was not a very good start, but they're in the right place now to go forward with this project. And they've also complied with all the requests of the Homeowners Association, including removing a shed that had been pre-existing at the time that they purchased the property at the request of the Homeowners Association, in what they had hoped would be to obtain the support of the association going forward in this project.
Okay.
Is it built over the septic system?
Yes, it is.
That gets built over the septic system?
Yes, and the Whedons intend to hook into the county, which is coming through soon.
Okay, thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,648 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,648 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like or call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? Thank you.